Good? Okay. So just to begin, Coach, kind of give us an overview of your team. Who are the players you expect to have big years? I guess what are some of your goals or whatever?
We're another year older. You know, we had the second youngest football team in college football last year, and that was at times frustrating, but you could see the promise that was coming. You know, all the guys, they're a little bit heavier, along with their coach, but they've got good weight. I don't have such good weight now, but... You know, the two guys that have come to media days here, Brian Hill had 1,600 yards rushing and broke the school record. And then Andrew Wingert has played as a true freshman last year in the secondary and led our team in tackling. And while it's not always encouraging to have a freshman lead the team in tackling, I think he really gained a lot of experience. So we're going to lean on those guys. But there's some other guys along with those guys. You know, down in the trenches, Chase Roulier is a starting left guard for us and has picked up some good weight. He's about 315. Jacob Hollister is going to emerge as a tight end. We're excited about him. Tanner Gentry really was on track as a leading receiver in the conference until he got hurt last year. And then we've got a unknown cornerback named Josh Allen, who we think possesses really, really good talent. Now, we're still young, but we're certainly more experienced and more focused.
Yeah. You mentioned the youth. It's, I guess it is kind of a rebuilding situation you're in. So how do you focus on the future while still trying to win games? Like, you're obviously trying to win, but you're building towards something. How do you do that?
Well, when we the last school we were at was at North Dakota State, and that was a lower-level school, but we really set about to build a foundation, and that school just completed their fifth national championship and had a guy taken second in the first round. It was a quarterback. And so, you know, a lot of it's coming down to the right fit, and a lot of those guys had no recruiting stars behind their names. We see great promise in the University of Wyoming, and so we set about to lay a great foundation. And to do that, sometimes that means gutting out what you have and changing philosophically. And it's no disrespect to where they were at before, but for us to have long-term success, we needed to be rebranded. And part of that is called Cowboy Tough. And so, you know, what you saw was a huge number of freshmen that were playing. And we knew that was going to be a challenging year. I think it's important as a coach to stay focused, for our coaching staff to stay positive, yet demanding with these young people, and keep on taking another step forward.
Yeah, you mentioned North Dakota State, incredibly successful program up there. Fargo's not necessarily a recruiting hotbed, right? It's not like the location 18-year-olds are looking for. Laramie's a similar situation. Right. How do you recruit to Laramie, Wyoming?
Some of it comes down to we set out and we develop what's called a Wyoming profile, a young man that wants to get a meaningful degree and wants to have a laser-like focus to win the Mountain West Conference Championship. I mean, if you're going to have a lot of other things that you're interested in, you want to be great in the classroom and great on the field. And that's just not, you know, a saying. We go out, we look guys right in the eye and find those guys, and we evaluate, and that's our edge. And we've taken that mantra, and we're in the process of building, I think, something really special.
Yeah. So you're less focused on trying to convince kids to come to you, and you're just trying to find ones that fit
right.
Your profile.
Here's what I found a long time ago. I worked for a guy, you guys are all too young to remember, but it was Tom Osborne when I was at Nebraska. And we had a string in the 90s where we had three seasons of national championships. We were 60-3. And so I had played for Coach and then later coached for him. It was the twilight of his career. And he said, you know, Craigo, he said, I always found the guys that used to always beg to come never ended up playing. The ones that wanted to be here were the ones that ended up playing. So I finally looked him straight in the eye and told him what we were looking for, what kind of guy we wanted. Those are the guys that played for us. And what people didn't recognize is two of those teams, one of them, the 95 team, the recruiting service was rated at 31st and 32nd in the country. It was voted by Sports Illustrated as the second best college football team in history. And that formula we took to Fargo and we're playing. So it really comes down to being really direct and being honest. I think old school still works.
Yeah.
People are looking for somebody to trust, somebody to hold them accountable, somebody to show them what they can become. And we try to do a lot of things that are not old school with our recruiting models and things like that, but there's still something that comes down to a coach looking a player in the eye and say, this is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Can I chime in here?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
How has that changed since you started coaching and now?
You know what?
Over the years.
Okay, this is gonna sound like a saying, but it is. Times change, people don't. Everybody tells me young people change, young people have changed. Young people have not changed. Young people want to be shown what they can become. They still want to be loved. They still want to be held accountable. What has changed is our times. You know what, kids now, you know, some parents are supposed to show up at a little league game, they don't show up. Somebody's supposed to do something, they don't do it. And so our whole deal is we're going to be really consistent with who they are. And it takes a while to build that trust, to break through. But once you do that, young people have not changed. And so, you know, you hear all that, well, kids are different.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. And so I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah,
you guys
does.
Are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay, let's. Yeah, no, you're good, Paige.
That's not on Snapchat, is it?
No.
That one wasn't.
that's the times changing right there.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
So on the field, you mentioned Brian mm-hmm. Hill, one of the better players in the conference mm-hmm. last year, and his mm-hmm. his production. How do you help him take another step?
Sure. Well, first of all, challenge him in the off season. He's put on some lean muscle mass. There's some things that he knows he needs to improve on. One, ball security. You know, against Air Force, he fumbled unforced twice, and he felt terrible about that. Brian's an unselfish player. The other elements of his game, pass protection, ability as a receiver, and then also making sure his reads are correct. You know, he gained 1,600 yards. We certainly want the 1,600 yards, but we don't want as many carries, and I think we'll be in better shape. We've got who was our starting tailback last year, Sean Wick, will be back. And so we've got two guys here. So try to back his carries back a little bit to get him fresher.
Yeah, and you mentioned before we started recording that the game against Utah State,
mm-hmm.
he had a huge performance in that game.
He played well.
If I'm remembering correctly, the first half was pretty close, and it was the second that Utah State pulled away. But it seemed like he was kind of carrying the offense through that.
You know, we were down to our third-string quarterback, and I know Matt's had times where they've had, you know, that's just part of it,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And so you adapt with their offense, and there's a lot of times that, you know, the runs that were there, Utah State, the guys were deployed in the right spot. I'm an old defensive coordinator. The guy would be right there, and Brian either run through him or run around him. And that's something that's hard to defend.
Yeah.
And so we're going to leverage that.
Yeah. So he had a lot of runs, but there wasn't necessarily a lot of touchdowns. And then
right.
The team as a whole struggled to put points on the board.
We're I would say abysmal, but we're certainly lacking. We need to be more productive. You know, our ratios need to change, our points given up and the points scored.
Yeah.
You know,
it's usually a good indicator of success.
Tell you what,
right?
When you win two games, you're going to see those numbers.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So is that a schematic thing you need to improve on, or is that just the experience that you talked about?
Well, I think there's a double-edged sword, but certainly schematic. Every year as coaches, you look at what you're trying to do better. You look at your personnel. certainly quarterback position, like I said, will be in a different place there. And then also you try to improve on the things you do. You know, there's certain things that we do that are, I think, somewhat counterculture. You know, us in San Diego State have some similarities as far as how we want to run the football and still play action pass. And so Rocky and I are good friends. And so we're going to try to look at what we can do to be more physical. And I know also our offensive linemen, we had a starting left tackle last year, right tackle, that was 257 pounds. Well, now he's 295. Just a process of building these men.
Right, right. All right, the last question I have for you here. What would you consider a successful season? Winning a division, making a good game? How do you determine?
You know what? I've coached 33 years. I'm going to stay away from numbers.
Okay.
I can tell you this. It's another step. When I see us being more competitive, there were so many games. The Utah State game, you said it. We were competitive in the first half, and then we get the punt blocked, and then everything, wheels come off.
Right.
We've got to get to the point where we're competitive and start winning our fair share. What's a measure of a success? I'll know it. I'm not going to say what I think it is right now.
That's fine.
You got a hell of a job over here.
Right.
And you get college credit for this?
No, actually.
Nope. We don't get any credit for this.
But he gets a trip to Vegas.
All right.
Yeah. Great. Thanks for your time.
You guys. It's a pleasure.